With their bodies intertwined, it was so easy to deny what she really wanted. She could convince herself that this was it. This was enough. This would fill those parts of her that little bit empty. With their bodies pressed firmly into one another, every curve filled with the body of the other, it was easy to deny that every caress was scorching, leaving her skin scarred, forever marked with reminders of these moments. That she needed more. That nothing had been filled, that in fact there was the risk that extra would be emptied, though she had nothing to spare, and maybe parts of her scattered, both of them in tatters, completely stripped bare. Well, it didn't stop her from going there. Guilt-free, this was never going to be, that was never the promise made. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter that the truth couldn't be doctored. It didn't matter that you couldn't mask the symptoms of the illness, the unrequited love for a second wife. It didn't matter that the mistress carried her burden of knowing too many truths, so many she could never enter fantasy's gate. It didn't matter that this was always going to be the other woman's fate. So, like a tumor, while they were together, it grew. It, to be blunt and leaving nothing to interpretation, was love. If it were anything but love, it would have been insidious. It grew silently, well, no. Honestly, not so quietly. For the two that knew it was there, it was the elephant in the room. Unspoken, it remained falsely elusive and ephemeral, painstakingly avoided, but you cannot navigate. Around an invisible yet present moving elephant without treading on it, or more likely, being trodden on. There are stains left on the bed, and there they will remain, the sheets unwashed for days on end, just so that smell can trigger memories. And though those memories are fleeting, and though those memories have turned to something melancholic, they are still hers. They are the scent of skin on skin, where the pleadings were different, where there was less of the let me be. In fact, none of it. But plenty of. Hey babe, I know this is cliched, but I get it now. I get why they say it. You set me free. The problem here is that she is powerless, even though the movement of their bodies empowered both of them. In fact, it was the most powerful they'd ever been, where together they could discover each other's pleasures, where she could hold her lover's desires in her fingers or mouth or inner sanctums, where she could exert her will or submit or all of it, and know that she was the reason for every sharp intake of breath, for every pleading moan, for every groan between dry parted lips, for every drop of wet, for every small death and rebirth, and small death and rebirth. These were their moments, heavy in their meaning. No matter that the whole experience would be fleeting when compared to the length of their lives lived, these were their moments, where both were vulnerable, where the goodbye was imminent, where neither wanted to say it, where the elephant was stampeding, trunk bellowing, packing up and leaving, where the thought of that which was empty could be filled, overcome both of them, where promises were made that they knew they would break, where what could have been might have destroyed them, so they said, to make it less sad, where both made noises about adventure, discovery, the nature of their relationship, and how it was always destined to end. But tonight, they lie side by side with only their pinkies touching, and even then, barely. They each wear soft, exhausted smiles. Sweat spots their foreheads, the space between their breasts, the concave parts of their lower backs where the body dips before flourishing again from hips. They speak softly, in murmurs, about their desires beyond the flesh. This night is theirs, tonight they own it, they know it. They will seek each other out again, sleepily, languidly, through this their last night. They will seek each other out again, when each are worlds away, distant through time and space, meaning they will seek out the memory of each other. And what they had for that short span of time, each will relive it momentarily as something fleeting, a feeling, reliving those sensations. But they're just memories to each other now, living memories of what could have been, of what could have been but will never be. See, together, they created some sort of history worth having and remembering.